joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline for a little bit of health and wellness today. Mr. Tim Bonach, the owner of Manual Edge Physiotherapy, asking and answering the question, how much sitting around is too much? Tim, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a treat to have you here. The thought pops in your head. Here comes this nasty COVID thing, and for the last 3 months, our entire routines have been upended, turned sideways, inside out, and completely disrupted, which leads to sitting and wondering sometimes. How much of that can be too much?
You know, sitting is generally looked at as a fairly bad thing. We're really talking about sitting as the new smoking. Certainly sitting around watching TV, watching the news, which I think we're probably all doing too much, or sitting working from home is becoming more and more of an issue.
It's being stationary more than anything else. Is that right?
Yeah, very much being stationary. I know in the clinic here, we've seen a lot more patients that are having trouble with their upper back and neck in terms of computer work that they're doing at home, as well as their lower back in terms of just sitting around too much. Movement in the physical therapy world, we call motion is lotion. So the joints need motion to be lubricated and to stay loose. So anything you can do to try to get up as often as you can from the sitting position and move around is really going to be helpful for most of our patients and the public.
Well, yeah, if you had been formerly active or simply working in an office environment that required you to get up and move around more, you can wind up with posture problems. You can wind up, as you say, with lower back and other problems. So what can a person do, first of all, to avoid the bad posture that can come from so many long hours, almost literally hunched over a computer desk?
Yeah, you know, most of the people that are working from home really have computer jobs. So it's a different setup, right? I mean, at the office, most people have desktop computers, which separates the screen from the keyboard. Working at home, obviously, most of the people are on laptops, and you've got the screen connected to the laptop. So from a postural standpoint, if there's any way to get a separate screen that you can plug into the laptop to separate the keyboard from the laptop, that would be very, very helpful just from a posture and positioning standpoint. In terms of, you know, getting up from that position or, you know, any position seated, you really want to try to make excuses to get up, whether you've got to go to the bathroom, you know, get something to drink, check the mail, whatever, let the dog out. Any movement out of that sitting position is going to be very, very positive, you know, for you. In terms of trying to stay limber, you know, dedicated walking time every day would be very helpful in terms of just getting out, taking a walk, getting your body moving. And if you can get out and take a walk using what I like to call an exaggerated arm swing to really let those arms flow and swing with your body is really going to exercise your spine in terms of the rotational motion to each side. So it's a very, very positive. Another trick is standing up and doing what I like to call standing back bend. So putting your hands on your hips and just comfortably bending backwards to try to reverse the curve that you've kind of accumulated over time in that sitting position. And then my favorite, I did swim in high school a little bit, so that is one of my things, is the standing backstroke exercise. So you'd be standing, you're going to do the backstroke, and you're going to follow every hand over your head and behind your head. So you're going to be getting this very, very large spinal motion. You're going to open the thoracic cage or the chest. You're going to get the rib cage moving. You're going to get those shoulder girdles moving. And just doing that for a minute, you know, three or four times a day will do wonders in terms of, you know, trying to change that static sitting position and make it more comfortable.
And are you a believer in or a fan of standing situations, standing desks?
Absolutely. I like standing desks a lot because it puts the body in more of what we like to call that anatomical neutral position. Sitting is really, it's really, you know, kind of crunching the body up, putting us into a big C. And our normal position would be that neutral position, which is standing. So standing desks can be very, very helpful. And in terms of the, you know, the sitting position, if you do have to sit, you want to think about, what do cowboys look like when they sit on a saddle, right? So they're nice and tall in the saddle. Their knees are below the level of their hips, which opens the pelvis and allows the spine to be stacked up like blocks. The spine is a vertebra, kind of like blocks, right? So you're stacking those blocks up, and when you stack them up by opening your hips, you're decreasing the amount of muscle tension, muscle activation in your spine. So it's just going to feel a whole lot more comfortable.
Tim, thank you so much for giving us some insight into some things we can do. Motion is lotion, you say, especially
motion
for the joints.
Lotion.
That is a very clever, and I know that will stick in a lot of people's minds, and I'm hoping you've offered some tips here today that will save some people from getting that C shape that none of us wants. And will join us here on KRDO's Afternoon News for Health and Wellness Day on the last Monday of every month. So we're looking forward to seeing you or hearing from you in about a month from now.
Thank you again, Ted. I look forward to it.